Kyle, dare I say, what a blank of a show. What a knee slapper. No. What a great program that was. See what happens? What better of a show gets made when I'm not a nervous wreck?
I mean, you were fine in the show last night. Yeah. I realize, but it's when you're in that state, it's hard to see that.
Yes.
So I understand you being like, yeah, no, I was no good, because you had a big day today.
Yeah.
You had a big day, and not only did you go in and crush it, you walked away with something that's probably even more exciting.
Yeah. So your boy got hired. At a local school district, I walked in, because we're getting back to normal. At least that's what everybody's telling us we ought to. And time's running out for me to find something. So my friend reached out to me. She's like, hey, listen, there's some paraprofessional gigs out there. And go out there. This is a great opportunity. They're looking. It's going to be something for you while you look for that PR gig. And luckily enough, I got an interview the same day I put in my resume and my cover letter. Because if there's one strength I know about me, is if I actually put in an ounce of effort into something, mm-hmm. that thing's going to be usually pretty good. Like that cover letter, I was impressed. I was like literally jotting it down while I was having lunch. I was like, yeah, this, and everything. It was a nice little story. And within the afternoon, I got a, hey, come on by. Yeah, let's see you for an interview. Now I'm kind of in my head. It's still mm-hmm. kind of in my head about it because Rona sure. kids,
yeah.
they're spreaders, they're gross. I don't want to get it again. But you talked me through it as well of like, Joe, you already got it.
Yeah.
So you've built up a tolerance for this thing.
Yep.
You got the vaccine on top of it. God knows you're gonna give out boosters for this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna be okay.
Yeah. And like even if they do boosters, right? They go through the same thing where certain groups will get it first. Like you're in the school district, they'll get it earlier than some other groups.
That is true.
Or at least you know they're supposed to, because they're dealing with the public kind of thing.
Yeah, and I mean when we talk about that as well, I walk into that interview. First off, I had like 3 hours of sleep because Joseph did try to put out this week's show. And I was like, okay, whatever. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. I got to wake up at 7 for this. Let me go try to go to sleep. Awful night's sleep. Woke up every single hour with just anxiety. Because my whole thing is like, I haven't had to wake up to an alarm in over a year.
Right?
So I'm like, I'm going to oversleep it. And so I woke up like 4 times. I'm like, is it 7 yet? Damn, it's 3. Is it 7 yet? Oh, it's 4. Is it 7 yet? 6. Damn it. So, I get there, brush my teeth, and I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go. Get out the door. They go into the back of the building, which is sketch. Don't invite me to the back of the building. And, like, it's in back of a school, so, like, I just look like a creep when I'm trying to look for the door I'm trying to look at. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah,
it's like, who's this creepy guy trying to get into this school? And, I find it and I ring the bell for like 5 minutes. I'm like, where is everybody? I'm standing here. Come on, man. Interview's at 9. I'm 15 minutes early because it's if you're not That's early, what you're you late. Do. Exactly.
Exactly.
Here's the thing. I had a little schmutz on my cheek. And the guy's like, hey, got a little schmutz on your cheek. I was like, oh shoot. So I go and I was like, I already messed this up. He thinks I'm a slob. I'm a real dumb son of a gun. Should have looked myself in the mirror and go, oh God, geez, no. And I went back in, and I put everything down. We're having a talk. He's like, how's your day going? I'm like, motherfucker, first off, it's 9 o'clock a.m. It's in the morning. My day just started. I'm here. So what does Joe say? Well, I'm working off no coffee. I go, so you got 80% of me here. And he has a good laugh, and I'm like, I'm not fucking joking. I need coffee to be a person. And, we talk about the position, and I'm, to be honest, not being sold into it. And he knows. he knows it as well. Like, this is a hard position.
Because you were going in, from what we talked about, you were going in to work with special needs children, right, as like a one-on-one aid kind, yeah, of thing. Be there, be with them all day, help them out with like either taking their tests, yeah, or just being with them to help them in whatever, yeah, they need.
And you try to de-stim them when they're all, you know, hyper, mm-hmm, and whatnot, mm-hmm, and stimulated. And yeah, like they look for males as well because we're stronger, and sometimes they, you know, if they're deeper in the spectrum, they have lash outs and you have to deal with that. So I'm like, I'm not sold on this position. Again, this is a position to be there until the PR job lands. So I'm being reserved with him. I'm letting him talk and I'm only asking the questions that I feel like is imperative. And that question is COVID, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, so what are you doing? What are you not doing? And he talked about the mask mandate and, you know, sadly, just like he says, it's a very politicized issue, and it shouldn't be. It should be. I know. Here's a funny thing, right? So, like, my best friend's mother is a Trump supporter, thinks he's coming back by the end of the month. But, like, and she's blocked me. Even this woman's like, she got it. So it's like, this is not a Democrat-Republican thing.
Yeah, no.
You can hate both parties like I do and get it because someone smarter told you to do it.
Yeah. At this point, when I see people who aren't, like, they're still standing by not getting it. Like, I saw on Twitter earlier today that the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, Kirk Cousins, is still refusing to get the vaccine.
Idiot.
And he's like, you know, in meetings or whatever, just put me in a plexiglass cube and I'll be in there for meetings, whatever. So that way we're totally cool. Like, you fucking moron. When you play the game, you're not going to be in a fucking cube. Vaccinate yourself for your family and for the people around you, you selfish prick.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is. Like, I can't stand those people.
Also, it's like when you pull your hamstring, which I see all the time because you took a hit, right?
Yeah.
And the doctor goes, oh, shit, you tore a ligament. Are you going to be like, no, you're just saying that. Like,
yeah,
Come on. Again, it's not exactly like Dr. Fauci's out there in his greaser attire, leather jacket, combed over hair, jazz cigarette. Hey, man, you want this vaccine? Loser. This is a guy who's worked all his life on medicine. This is technology for decades.
He's not I'm blanking on this. He's not Slughorn in Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Exactly.
Trying to get the candy bar so he can go inside to the factory. He's not some sort of like sleazy scumbag trying to out for himself.
It's literally the least you could do is wear a mask and just protect yourself. It's literally a piece of cloth. Just like knock it off.
Absolutely.
Anyway, what were we even talking about there? We just
school districts, COVID mandates.
So he's just like, sadly, it's a politicized thing. And I just said, it's not to me. Just wear a mask, be kind. And he's like, right there with you. And this is a district that is more red. Mm. Like even when, you know, Trump lost, it was like, Trump 2020 is right here. Like, there was people along the highway with the cardboard. You know how I felt 4 years ago. Okay, bye bye. Like it's kind of like, you know, it's that type. But here's the thing, and it's what gives me a little bit of hope, is that they're like, we expect all teachers to still wear them because it, you know, right now it's not mandatory for people that are vaccinated to wear masks. And then he said, we expect most of the kids to wear masks as well, and even parents are calling in wanting us to have masks in our school. There are a select few that are begrudged to change, but it seems like slowly but surely we're getting there. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. That's what I want to hear. And he's like, you know, we got teachers wearing the plexiglass helmet, which I kind of want to wear that because honestly, God, like the face shield, there's not much time left, I feel like, to wear that and be like, this is normal. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
But then you talk to me about, because I feel like I'm about to like I don't know, Gallagher a watermelon.
Something?
Yeah, that too. Like, yeah, like time for learning. Anyway, But then he talked to me about this, a media specialist position, which is pretty much, and this is the most ironic thing for me, like the librarian, but like for today's society, which is like, we don't have a lot of books anymore. So just hand kids computers, iPads, you know, make sure, you know, people are studying here. It's not make out point. Cause I understand what the library was in high school. We were all in high school. And at the same exact time, I'm like, I've done a little bit of IT. So it's like very basic IT stuff. And I work with the IT guys and I do some of their social media stuff. So it seems like, yeah, this is, it's a nice position. So I was just like, okay, so I'm going to think about it still. I want to make sure I go, you know, my parents are both 60. So I want to make sure they're, you know, they're both down with this. And yeah, everybody was. I went home and everybody's like, okay, cool. So now we got to work on a plan of if you get it again. And what do we do? I was like, okay, cool. Because we can't be, I can't be sheltered in here in fear of the unknown. Got to get out there. Got to do something. Can't let the fear of getting it get me, but I could be smart about how to avoid it the best I can.
Absolutely.
If that makes sense. So
yeah.
Again, I got the vaccine. I've had it before. So I feel like I'm good to go. Am I still nervous? Absolutely. Like even like in a social setting again, I'm like, oh God, we are 6 feet apart. I'm not wearing a mask. You guys vaccinated? Okay, cool. I am. You know. So
yeah.
Yeah. There you go. Got a job.
I'm happy for you. I'm happy for you.
It don't pay the big bucks, but it's something in the meantime. It's
pretty good, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, you know, for me, the good news is I'll be able to pay off my private loans, hopefully, knock on wood, by the end of the year, which is huge achievement, or most of it, like 80% of it. So that gets me hopeful that I'm on the right path, because I do want to be out of this house and into a condo in the next 3 years. That's the plan, at least. So
sweet.
Yeah. It's been a week. It's been a week leading up to that,
I feel
that moment. Okay. We got some Patreon questions in here.
Sweet.
Let me try to find them.
Where's Jose at? Is Jose here this week?
Jose's here.
Sweet.
I'm trying to find his question in...
It's time for the segment, Will Kyle Cry on the Post Show this week?
Okay. Howdy, howdy, Trophinators. I love it. Empowerment question of the week. What is the worst that could happen if I let go of things that no longer serve me?
Oh, wow.
If I let go, what's the worst thing that can happen? That things no longer serve me. So what is the definition of that to you, Kyle? Because I'm not quite sure for myself.
What is instantly, I could just tell you what I thought of instantly when you read that. I thought of a big thing that has been bothering me for a couple of weeks now, and you texted me this and whatever. I feel like a failure to my friends. I feel like I'm letting them down, kind of thing, because I'm not interacting with them as much as I want to.
Sure.
And to me, in my brain, they're like, oh, Kyle thinks he's better than us, or like Kyle doesn't care about us, or fuck Kyle. Let's move on without him. Let's forget about him. We don't want to associate with him or be friends with him anymore or talk to him, kind of thing. Yeah. So when I think of that, I think of, on the flip side, the friends that I have either grown too far apart from, or the friends that I just don't kind of jive with anymore. And whether or not I pull that plug and not worry about that anymore. And to me, when I think about doing that, I think of them being like, well, what did I do, kind of thing. And then them talking to everyone and being like, well, fuck Kyle, kind of thing. And which I definitely know, because they were all super important in my life. It's just like, it's that line that I never thought would be real. Like when you're in high school and college, like there'll be a day when we will grow apart, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
I never wanted that to happen, but sure as hell, they're all having families, making babies, right, getting married, moving away, actually being adult and doing adult things. And
yeah,
here I am in my mom's basement talking about PlayStation every single week and playing games nonstop. And so that's kind of what I think about, is like the worst thing to happen if I were to finally like cut ties and not worry about that anymore is them talking shit about me and me not knowing.
Talk
about
shit, get shot. That's where I'm from.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like people talk shit about me all the time.
I don't deal well with that.
Yeah. I don't know why I was always, I don't mind it as much anymore. It's like when I do stupid, what I perceive as stupid shit. So like walking in that interview and having a little like schmutz on my cheek, I'm like, damn, that'll haunt me. And I got the job. So it's not like it defined it. It's like, shit. Right.
Yeah.
It's that I whacked Andrea Renee with my backpack. I think about that once a week. And I'm like, Andrea.
Oh my God. Yes. There are so many moments I think of that haunt me like that.
Oh man.
Like stumbling over my words, talking to Greg the first time.
Stumbling over my words with Greg on the show. Like I think about these things on a weekly basis. And people be like, you did great. I'm like, I don't believe you. That I wish I could let go.
32.4 seconds. I know exactly. Right there. I messed up. Mm-hmm. I breathed at the wrong time, and it messed me up for the rest of the show. Yeah, get that.
That's the thing I wish I could let go. Because like, what's the worst that could happen? Nothing. And I think that's what he's trying to prove here. What happens that no longer serve me? Nothing. And I'm good with letting people go for the most part. Sometimes I get bummed about it. Like you're my close buddy. I don't want us to ever grow apart. That's an irrational fear of mine.
For sure.
I think about, my best friend Amy and thinking, oh shit, she has a man in her life and she's talking about moving to Central Jersey, and that bums me out because I'm going to be seeing significantly less of her. And I already do. And I think about like the day that maybe I moved to South Carolina, North Carolina, to California for a PR gig and saying goodbye to everyone here, saying goodbye to my family. I legitimately thought I can do it, but I really don't think I can. I don't have the stones. Mm-hmm. Family's way too important for me.
I feel that so hardcore. Years ago, at one of the schools I sub in, they were like, they're looking for jobs out of state. Like, you can do that. And then I immediately, instantly think of those girls. I'm like, there is no way I can leave them right now.
Yeah.
They're too young. They need me. And like, I started tearing up before I even said anything to the secretary. And she's like, are you okay? And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm good. I just can't do that right now.
Yeah.
So yeah, I feel you on that one.
Yeah. So, but like, even when you think about it though, like I had one of my best friends, Beanche, right? Love you, Beanche. You son of a gun. We just drifted apart and it never occurred to me. It just happened. And I lived, bitch. I love that meme. But like, and he still like messaged me here and now going, dude, I'm so proud of you. What you're doing with this thing is incredible.
That's awesome.
And it's like, yeah. And hey, congratulations on getting married. Cool that I was invited, you son of a bitch. But like, those type of things. Yeah. I wish I could let go of those things. And it's something that it's just like, it's in nature. You can't, but. Yeah, that's what happens if I let go of things that don't serve me. I think, hopefully, I can move past those things and I could be better.
Yeah.
And, the one thing, too, when it comes to, like, Twitter, and the one thing I've learned when, like, people are like, Johnny and Jimmy are talking on Twitter. I don't talk to Johnny or Jimmy much. Is that relationship real? It's like, not really. we're friendly, but we're not buds. We've networked. I know you're a good dude. I'll have you on.
Yeah.
But when I think about the people that are in my circle, it's actually something I was thinking about. Like the people that truly matter to me, I got them, you know? Like, you know, good friend Luke Loy, right? Got Sean Capri, got you. We're good. We Gucci, fam. Those are the people that matter to me. Those are the people I want in my corner, in my circle. And, yeah, like that's truly important because if, you know, if PR Jimmy John doesn't like me much, well, that's PR Jimmy John's problem. That's not mine. You know, if, I had some random, loser on Twitter come at me for a comment I made on Ratchet and Clank on a YouTube show. And I was like, motherfucker, this is an Arby's. What are you doing? Like, understand that, like, I don't need to prove my opinion to you. You can at me and call me a dumb idiot all you want or whatever, or try to make my opinion less valid. I don't know you. I'm not impressed very much. If I'm talking to you, it's like what Twitter is. It's like I'm having a conversation with you, Kyle, and some random guy just walks up and just like slaps my snow cone from under me. It's like, notice me. I'm like, motherfucker, my snow cone. That's mine. Mm-hmm. It's my sugary delight, you son of a gun. That's what Twitter is a lot for me.
Yeah, and, people just button in where they don't belong.
Yeah. I hate that. Or you know, or people are like, look how good we are. And like I do that in the sense of like, you know what? I am gonna brag how awesome the trophy room is. Cause this thing's got legs. And you don't need to like it, you need to put respect on it.
Put respect on it, yeah, for sure.
Like I found out we have way more talents than I thought we did by accident. And we were already good. I was like, oh, this is good vertical growth. I'm like, oh boy. So I'm gonna talk about it. Damn it. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of this.
I remember when you were like very dead set, like when we started, like, nah, I don't want to tweet about it. I don't want my people to think our brains are getting too big for our britches kind of thing.
And I'm like, you know, like, fuck being humble. If Johnny
every once in a while is okay. If it's like every day, every hour, it's like, hey, look, we moved up a spot.
Yeah. Whoop. I have a weekly announcement. Look at this shit. Look at this. Yeah. Look at Canada loving us. Again, the one thing that I always want to highlight as well, like with the show is like, again, here's one thing. And I want your thoughts on it. The loser guy that shot a watermelon in Halo and it didn't explode to his liking. It's like, oh, wow.
Is that a thing that happened?
Oh, dude, you didn't know?
I have no idea about it now.
So this loser went out of his way to download the Halo Infinite beta. It's like a Sony fanboy person, right?
Okay.
A person that doesn't love the brand, they idolize it. They revere it to this weirdness. Like, you could be a fanboy of a thing. Like, I love an Apple product. I'll die on that hill. You can love it passionately, but you don't have to shit on other things, right? Yeah. That's not love. That's something perverted and gross. So this guy went out his way, downloaded this beta, shoot some fruit in a basket, and it didn't explode because, like, I didn't even know there was fruit. I was too busy shooting bots or exploding chickens. I was too busy playing the damn game because it's an arena shooter. So it doesn't explode well. He's like, look at this. They put $500 million into it, and this is what you get. And legit, a Naughty Dog guy goes, hey, I'm the guy that puts the watermelon physics in our games, the thing you love so much. That's it. What you just noticed there is a design decision. Whether you want to focus on scale or detail, that is a creative choice. And I, for one, respect that choice because if it's what that thing is going for and striving for, it doesn't need to do all that. It just needs to be what it is, a really fun time for the most part. Very much paraphrasing. Yeah. So it's that guy, it's a Naughty Dog employee saying, go fuck yourself, my big guy, in the most polite way. And I saw that tweet and I was just like, here's the thing, what we need to stop doing. Because those tweets are going to get traction because it's PlayStation fanboys are going to like it. and it's going to cause a big hubbub. It's just going to boost that tweet into the echo sphere, whatever. It's not a good tweet. It's shitty, and it's petty. And pettiness really does sell here. So, you know, I wrote on Twitter for the PlayStation Trophy Room Twitter is, in this PlayStation house, we stand for Halo, Greenheart. Huge congratulations are in order for the Halo team for their hard work on the Halo Infinite multiplayer flight tests over the weekend. We had a blast. And it was me doing a pretty cool move where I kill one guy, right? And then I take out the rocket launcher. And as I'm jumping, because I know two people are right behind me, as I'm jumping off this balcony, I turn and I shoot the rocket launcher. I get a double kill.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's cool.
And it, you know, it gained some traction. 96 retweets, 24 quote tweets, 836 likes as of right now.
Hell yeah.
We need more of that. More of that positivity. Absolutely. And I love seeing people going, wow, this is a non-toxic PlayStation thing. And it's like, yeah, mm-hmm. We exist. We're out here.
Yeah. That kind of goes along with something that I really hate about Twitter in general, or just social media in general, is people tweeting about things that they're super excited about, right? Mm-hmm. Like, from my example, I think I brought this up on a show when it happened. I was really excited for the Ready Player 2 book to come out, the sequel to Ready Player 1, because yeah. I really enjoy that first book. And when I tweeted about it, because I didn't know it was a thing, and I instantly ordered it, people would come into my replies and be like, oh, Kyle, that first book is garbage. How do you like that kind of awful writing? Like, you should be better about it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you're totally valid in your opinions. You can think whatever that is. But to actively go out of your way to shit on something that I'm excited about, that is one of my biggest problems with the social media platform. It's like, yeah. It's just like, let me love the things I love. And if you don't like it, move along. You can tweet about it on your own,
yeah,
about how much you hate it, but like, don't come on my thing and try to tell me how much I'm wrong for liking this thing.
Right.
Like, the thing that I like is a book. It's not a problematic thing.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm saying, you know, pineapple belongs on pizza. Right. Like, that should be condemned to wherever it is.
Right. It's not like you're hey, I'm getting a copy of Mein Kampf.
Exactly.
pretty dope.
I just
reading this one.
I think at the end of the line is, or then what I'm trying to get at is, everyone wants their opinions to be heard and screamed and value theirs over others. And that's not what I'm about.
Yeah,
that word empathy is really big for me, and being able to listen and understand when to push the buttons and when not to push the buttons, and
it's important.
Just like, you know, congratulate them for something they're excited about. It's not that hard. It really is not that hard.
If
I know that was probably a tangent, but like,
no, I think it's the right one, because honestly, like, dude, I was looking at I opened up Twitter just to see if we could make another point here. It's another dumb doofus puts out I just bought this, and it's like the Xbox little stick thing you put in the back of the console. Do I need a video and industrial guide of how to make this work? It's like, dude, if you, and I kind of just want to retweet it going, if we use the same energy on stupid shit like this for things that actually mattered, like, you know, demanding change from Activision Blizzard, we would have things fixed in less than 24 hours. You know what I mean? We'd have shit done pronto. We'd have the change that we'd have the change that we want to see. But no, we'd rather spend our time you need a screwdriver and thermal paste. It's like, get over yourself. Stop being a child. You know? It that's the thing, that it's like, we waste our time so much arguing and bickering with each other, or looking how self-righteous we are. Instead, we should be more like Sin Vendetta out here, where he goes, you know, I must say that my Soulsborne sealed copy collection is coming together nicely. Still got a lot more to come. Demon Souls, Dark Souls, Bloodborne, Salt Sanctuary, Neo, Mortal Shell. My boy is celebrating the genre he loves by having sealed copies of all these Soulsborne games. you know? And I know you're muted right now, Kyle, so I'm sorry if I talked over you, didn't know.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I forgot I was muted. No, I really like that. Yeah. I think that's awesome.
And, like, that's what Twitter needs to be more of. That's what we need to be more of in general. It's just it's celebrating the things that we love instead of making a tweet just to be negative to get a like somewhere. It's sad.
Yeah.
That said, Kyle.
Real quick. Speaking of letting us love these things.
Yeah.
Remember Pope Art, or do you know who Pope Art is?
I do. Yes.
Gracious enough to make a trophy room PS5 skin for us back in the day.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. He designed an Xbox controller.
Yeah.
That I feel like needs to be in the Bad Bit household.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna share my screen with you.
Okay, please.
Let me see this. You can see this.
I gotta turn the other way for this one. Watch stream. I need to click this. Clicking it. Yeah, the needler.
Yeah, pins and needles.
Damn
it. It looks really freaking cool.
Yeah.
I love how the back triggers are also different colors to kind of match.
The needler, man. That gun's
bad. It looks.
Dude, awesome. When I'm telling you the sound design on Halo Infinite is bonkers, it really is something else. Like, if there's one thing that is the most important in the Halo franchise, it is how weapons sound. And throughout the ages, they've had some of the best sound design. They've topped it here. Like, these things sound like real weapons. Like, the Commando sounds like a bar from the 1940s. This thing sounds like it has some oomph to it. It is something else.
I'm excited to play.
Yeah. And again, like, it's so great that we normalize playing other consoles from time to time so that we don't evangelize the PlayStation platform. Because, yeah, it's where we want to play the most. Doesn't mean we're always playing there the most, you know?
Yeah. I haven't always just been playing on PlayStation. Like, I started on NES. Mm-hmm. Like, you should play everything. And if you don't play everything, at least acknowledge that other things exist that are good.
Yeah, because I also...
And important.
I also feel this energy of, listen, gang. Just because you own all platforms, does not mean you're not biased to it. I own all platforms. I'm biased to PlayStation. I'm going to like that thing the most. But just because I'm biased doesn't mean I have to shit on Xbox and what it's doing, because it's legitimately great.
Yeah.
And, you know, Nintendo, legitimately great sometimes. PC is probably the best place to play, to be honest, but I love that convenience. I love, you know, these AAA knee slappers that we get every year. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it was just Returnal and Ratchet, I love it, you know?
Absolutely.
Kyle, that's been the state of the show.
State of the room.
Oh, sorry, state of the room. State of the room. you're done set on his name. I respect it. Any last words, good sir?
Nope, just I love you very much. Thank you, since this is a patron-only show, thank you for the support always.
Yeah.
Really... And I say this all the time, really blows my mind that people are supporting us monetarily.
Yeah.
And just like, feels good. At the end of the day, it just feels good after weeks of maybe not feeling great mentally. It always feels good that I have people that are supporting me in multiple different ways.
The fact that we don't have to worry about certain feeds or monthly costs to running a show is just something else, you know?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I'm so thankful to have each and every one of y'all. And to, again, let y'all know, Road to Greatness, first off, Gravity Rush coming soon. Road to Greatness August poll is Hades, which you could vote for or not vote for. Undertale, which you could vote for or not vote for. Aliens Fire Team, you could vote for or not vote for. Psychonauts 2, you could vote for it, or you don't have to vote for it. All these things you don't have to vote for, but you do have to vote on one of your choice. That choice could be Hades. That choice could be Undertale. That choice could be Aliens Fireteam. That choice could be Psychonauts 2. Whichever one you want. Everybody, love y'all. Keep your wits about you. Keep hunting. And keep playing PlayStation. Peace.
Bye-bye.